It's 7 o'clock. We'll start this, the general meeting for July 19th, 2021. And Madam Clerk, could you take the roll?
Yes, thank you. Councilmember Clark?
I'm here, but I'm on my phone. Apparently my internet is down here at the house.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Taylor? Councilmember Taylor.
Here. Have you heard this time?
Yes, thank you. Mayor Cannamore is not present tonight. Vice Mayor Vander Zanden.
Here.
Councilmember Lewis.
Here.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Here.
Councilmember Buckeye? Councilmember Buckeye? Okay, it looks like we have 5 members present. The quorum is, the quorum exists.
Okay, thank you. And Mike, could you read the vision statement for us?
I'd love to, if you can put it up on the screen for us.
We'll get it here.
Sorry, I didn't have it pulled up otherwise. There we are. Our vision statement. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources, with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Okay, thank you. Before we move on, just need to recognize some people who have been at work in the community here. We've had some staffing challenges recently, and in true Gustavus spirit, many of our friends and neighbors have stepped up to keep the services running. I would like to take the opportunity to recognize each of those who demonstrated commitment and dedication to our town. For the DRC, Artemis Bonadea, Jeff Irwin, Melanie Hecox, Mike Atkins, Chris Gabriel, Karen Platt, Ilana Goodman, Kelly Vandenberg, Nina Zarate, Deb Johnson, Mike Gephardt, and Eric Cyrene. Several other people had offered, but at that time we had adequate staffing. Together, the 13 volunteers donated 69 and a quarter hours of service. They baled non-recyclable waste for the bale fill, baled cardboard, baled scrap metal, baled tin cans, baled salt cans, empty bins, and helped run the point of sale system. For the Gustavus Volunteer Fire Department, the Gustavus Department Fire, EMS, and dispatchers have stepped up to keep the department's readiness positioned to respond. As we recognize the Gustavus Volunteer Fire Department, we would like to call out Jeff Jarvis, who is acting as the interim fire chief, Cassie Parker and Lisa LaGrange, and the Gustavus Clinic for their leadership and coordination. Thanks to our wonderful community and all who call Gustavus. Okay, next is approval of the minutes or general meeting minutes for June 14th. Do we have a motion? We'll be with you in a minute here. Does this mute all?
All right, this is Councilmember Lewis. I move to approve by unanimous consent the June 14th, 2021 general meeting minutes.
I'll second that. McLaughlin.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve by unanimous consent the 6/14/2021 general meeting minutes. The minutes have been previously distributed. Do any members of the public wish to offer any additions or corrections to this? Do any members of the council wish to make any additions or corrections to the minutes? Are there any objections to passing 06/14/2021 general meeting minutes by unanimous consent? Hearing none, the motion is passed by unanimous consent. Next is request for agenda changes. Are there any requests from the council for agenda changes? Are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous? Hearing no objections, the agenda is set by unanimous. Moving on to staff reports, I will give the one on the volunteer fire department. or second quarter. There's not much information that has been available for these 3 months. April had 4 EMS calls, Juno had 10. No one was able to find any information on the month of May, and there were no fire calls in the second quarter. Jeff Jarvis is currently acting interim fire chief. EMS responders are handling the 911 calls with Lisa's help, which when needed, which is fairly often. There's currently a need for more dispatchers, and volunteers are trying to get caught up on a backlog of incident reporting. The city is currently advertising for the fire chief position as well as an interim fire chief. Both positions will have an emphasis on EMS. And Lisa has scheduled for September 18 and 19 for visiting instructors to bring EMS responders current on their certifications. And that's it for second quarter. Anyone have any questions or comments on the volunteer fire department? Next is the City of Gustavus Marine Facilities Coordinator quarterly report.
Hi, everybody. I just have a few things to add to my report, I guess. One is to expand a little bit on the boat launch and the situation we're having down there. Before it was dug out and there was a hole and we wanted to fill it. So we refilled it with our rock and it looked really great, but now all that's being washed out. And the problem is actually worse than it was before we fixed it. And so one of the suggestions that's been made to me and I'm now making it to the council is that perhaps we expand the amount of concrete blocks we have down to reach the end of the toe of the ramp and completely replace the rock. I don't know what else to do, but that's my suggestion there. And then the other thing is the fish waste disposal station, which we talked about a few years ago, and we have a great need for it, but there were some things standing in our way. And so it's kind of gotten pushed back off of the capital improvement project list, or it's been pushed back, and I am suggesting to the council that maybe we rethink that. We're once again in the middle of the summer and we're having problems with fish carcasses that's being left in the boat harbor, and we have a bear that's frequenting the area. So that's all I have, unless you guys have any questions.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Ben, do you think the bear's getting fish? It's like targeting fish waste left in the harbor?
I've seen it down there eating, just laying there eating carcasses. It's also moving in and out of the boats, which poses more of a problem than it just being down there eating, but it's definitely down there eating the carcasses.
And is that a black bear?
No, brown bear.
Okay, thanks.
Anyone else on the council have questions or comments for Ben? Okay, next is the city clerk quarterly report. Do you have something?
Thank you. I did submit a written report in the packet, and I don't really have anything to add to what's there, but I just want everybody to know and spread the word that we do have three council seats that will be opening for the October municipal election, and to spread the word. And I've been getting work on the elections process, so that's good. Hopefully we're reaching more people with our city Facebook page and EOC page and our news group. And I'm just trying to keep the community up to date as much as possible. The Salmon River Park, it was just so nice on days like today to see people out there enjoying it. And yeah, I want to extend a thank you to all the people that worked together to clean it up and who continue to work to keep it nice and clean. Sally was out there enjoying the park with her granddaughter today and picked up some trash. And it's just really nice to see people caring for our park and enjoying it. That's all I have. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, I don't see any hands up. City Treasurer Monthly Financials. Phoebe, did you have something?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to briefly mention, since the fiscal year ended on June 30th, the packet contains our complete fiscal year summary for FY21. Those numbers will continue to change a little bit as some of our ambulance billings and other purchase orders close for last fiscal year, but we're looking really great. We exceeded our budgeted tax income, and we're also waiting on the FEMA process to complete for the flood work that we did. But at this point, we're not going to be relying on any surplus funds to balance last year's budget. So it's turned out really great. We'll know more about how this fiscal year is going to start off. The quarter closed June 30th. And so those tax payments are all coming in this month, due by August 2nd. So we'll have a better idea of how this fiscal year is starting off at the next general meeting. And I'll give my quarterly report. And that will also be my last treasury report next month. I gave my notice last week for leaving this position mid-August, and we started advertising for it today. So spread the word for that also. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Phoebe. Any council members have questions for? Okay, next is City Administrator's General Meeting Report.
Thank you, Vice Mayor, and good evening. Karen touched on the cleanup efforts over at the Salmon River Park. I did want to recognize Mayor Canmore and Council Members Van Der Zanden and McLaughlin for their cleanup work. They were able to handle the initial brunt of our post-winter spring transition park cleanup duties. So thanks very much. Also, thanks to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for getting the park ready for our Independence Day celebration. the park looked fantastic and continues to look fantastic. So thank you for all the hard work. Beach improvements. Thanks for Ben for installing the doggy potty stations at the beach. They're being well used. Thank you for all the doggy owners down. We did have some issues with folks putting their household trash in the containers. So we've locked those up until we can get our cameras installed. However, we did have an incident over the weekend where someone felt like the locked trash cans just meant that they could deposit their trash outside of the trash cans. So thanks to Ben for picking that up for us. We also had some issues with someone using the restroom to empty their honey bucket. Totally disgusting. Didn't quite make it into the hole. Thanks again, Ben. Awesome job down there at the beach and taking care of the issues down there. The Lynn Canal Icy Strait Resource Advisory Committee has a grant out that we discussed at the work session. We have drafted the application. Councilmember Taylor is working with some of the state agency contacts to bolster our application, putting in some technical details, adding a little gravity to the application. So we're hoping for a good result. The project would help with fish passage and also give us a new bridge. If you've been out there, you may have noticed that the bridge is starting to eat away at the bank as the land rises, the stream lowers, pushing the culvert up and making it more difficult for fish to pass through that. So we're hoping that we'll get a good response from the RAC and be able to get us a new bridge and help with the fish passages. We're proud to announce that we have two new librarians. A big welcome to Leanne Weichel, who is our Library Services Director, and Jesse Soder, who's our new Administrative Library Director. Also want to express our appreciation to Bree Olson, who's been doing an outstanding job running the library while we were in the hiring process and also for training up our new directors. Thanks very much, Bree. We also have a request from GPAC to purchase a couple of flux meters. They're about $2,500 each. GPAC would like to get four of those, although Kelly says we could probably get by with two. The flux meters will help measure speed and direction, the flow of groundwater, basically collect some data that can be used to plume stop. I'm not familiar with the workings of the flux meters. However, Kelly is online, and if the council would like, she could address any questions you might have. Would anyone from the council like to hear more on the flux meters from Kelly?
Yeah, Tom, I'd like to hear more, but I'm not sure it would be appropriate to do this at the general meeting since we'd have to start in again at our next work session, which is not far away. What do you think on that?
Well, this is a discussion point. If the council would like to hear more about what the grant or the funding request is for, more about the flux meters. We certainly could hear from Kelly on that. If you would like to schedule this for the work session to have a more interactive conversation, we could do that as well.
Sally,
I have a couple other council members.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Van der Zanden. I just talked to Kelly right before the meeting, but I don't actually see her on here. I don't want to put it off till the next work session. I'm really disappointed in myself for not understanding the process last week, and kind of, you know, pushing to direct the administrator and staff to start developing an NCO to do this. Time is of the essence here. We have a possibility of possibly getting the state to install Plume Stop sometime late this fall if we can get these purchased and in and get the data that they need that we hope, you know, will prove that this is necessary. We really can't put it off any longer. We're coming up on 3 years now that we've been dealing with this issue of PFAS. Really feel like we have not gotten the support of the council or the administration that we have hoped to get. So at this point, I just really feel like we need to move forward as quickly as we can on this. I'm still a little confused, and I'd like to hear from Phoebe. I asked Karen what the process was, and she said that there would need to be an NCO that would then need to be, you know, go to a public hearing in August and then up for approval in September. And she sent me the link to the procurement policy and procedure, but I don't see anything in there about an NCO. So Phoebe, could you give us a little bit of information there on how we could proceed and if there's any way we can proceed that won't take a 2-month process?
Sure, I'd be happy to speak to that. The procurement policy is for any item that's already budgeted, and so it doesn't deal with the NCO portion of it. So that's why, since this isn't in our existing adopted budget, that's why there's the extra step of doing an NCO if the council wants to spend that money. So for the NCO, you don't need to have 2 months. What you need to have is I think 5 days between a general meeting and a special meeting or vice versa to have the NCO introduced at one meeting and then the public hearing at the second meeting. I'd have to look in code to get the exact dates. We generally don't have the urgency where we need to do an extra meeting. So if we follow the regular meeting schedule, it would be introduced at the August 9th general meeting. And then the NCO would not have a public hearing until the September 20th general meeting because of the Labor Day holiday bumping the September meetings. The council, if they wanted to move forward with funding that, then we could schedule I think that you probably determine that in work session next week, and we could determine a second meeting time between those two dates. That would speed it up a little bit if that was necessary. We've done that before for short timeline projects. And then once it's adopted, then you're following once the funds have been moved into the adopted budget, then you're following the procurement policy for how to execute it.
I get it. Thank you very much, Phoebe. And Kelly is on if people have questions for her.
Tom, are you going to take those questions, or where do we go from?
Well, I see. Sure, I see. Councilmember Taylor has his hand up.
Yes, I'd be delighted to hear from Kelly with a description of what she wants to do and how it's going to work. I think I'd learn a lot from it. So I'd appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Mike. This is Kelly. So I'll give just a quick introduction, and then if there's any specific questions, we can go from there. First of all, thanks for hearing me and entertaining this. I do believe this is not the council's responsibility, but what I'm hoping to achieve is clean water sooner. So that's why I'm coming to you guys with this at this time. And like my mother said, it is definitely time is of the essence. If we can get flux meters in the ground sooner, we'll have the data sooner. And if we can push DOT with that data, then we could potentially get it in this year. That's not, you know, any sort of guarantee, but there is a potential for that timeline to work out. So what the flux meters would do is, I believe I sent you guys all a diagram of them or a link to a diagram of them, but it's just a little unit that goes inside the monitoring well. So what we would do is open up the monitoring wells and drop them in and come back and retrieve them a month later. In the meantime, they record the direction of flow of the groundwater and the fluctuations of PFAS in the groundwater. So I still have questions about the whole process, and I was hoping to speak to the representative on Friday, but I didn't end up getting in touch with him. So I can forward any questions you guys have, but my understanding is that we can put flux meters at different depths for more data. So I don't, just throwing that out there, there could be multiple flux meters in each well. It sounded initially when I spoke to Shannon and Wilson about this idea, it sounded like the monitoring wells that the DOT has put in place are perfectly positioned for protecting the Wilson Road plume. And then shortly after that, I thought maybe GPAC could work with Shannon and Wilson and DOT, but they determined that it was a conflict of interest for Shannon and Wilson to help GPAC with that project. So I don't have access to that data or information anymore. But the initial conversation sounded very much like that's where they would start. It seems really simple from on our end, putting them in and extracting them is a fairly simple process. There's no monitoring that goes on during that time. They need to be in there for a month. And then they're sent back to somewhere in Florida, the company that provides them, and they analyze the unit and report the data. And then that data is usable for first knowing whether or not plume sup is a good solution for that area. And second, how much they need to put in and at what depths. And I assume that we would target the depth of our wells. So somewhere between like 10 and 30 feet would be our target for the flux meters to sit. So I hope that's a brief overview, and let me know if there's questions.
Mike, you have a question?
Yes, Kelly, I would assume that you guys could work with a manufacturer to develop a sampling strategy that would be written out that you could follow, such as how long they are at what, you know, what depths you install them to and how long they're there. And do you step it up and cover various depths for certain periods of time? I'm guessing that you'd be able to get some help from the manufacturer on that strategy if Shannon Wilson's not available to help you.
I'm not sure if it's appropriate for me to respond. Is this a
question? Thank you. Have a question? Sure. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I actually have all that data, and somebody from OTNA is going to help install them. So I've got the information on how to I can forward that.
Thanks, Kelly. Any other questions for Kelly?
Yes, I had one. I understood that the Plumestop is rather expensive. Is there any sort of guarantee that the state would spring for it if we demonstrated the need or the?
Can you guys still hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, sorry, my computer's telling me my speaker isn't working. It is on DOT's long-term plan. It's part of the long-term plan. All of it's a long ways out. I think because of the disruption at the airport, which DOT is also going to be responsible for, I think that we can jump ahead of the line, basically. So yes, I do think that it is really probable that we'll get that will help move that along.
Yes, that was we received you, but it was broken up pretty badly. Is there any follow-up to Kelly? Yeah, Joe.
Thank you. It's my understanding that each station will cost the city $2,500, and it's recommend or best would be four stations, but we could get by with two. So would the city be paying the $5,000 for the two stations if we went that far?
I think that would be a great place to start if the city is willing to spend that.
Thank you, Kelly.
Any other questions for Kelly? Okay, thank you, Kelly.
So can I say
staff,
one more thing?
Is looking for some direction. Okay. Okay.
Sorry, I just Kelly, remembered what ahead. I was going to say in response to Vander Zanden. There was a similar site. I sent the council a study that was done in Canada. Similar site was $100. I had understood it to be at least for that area.
Thanks, Kelly. Again, you were pretty badly broken up on that. But I think the gist of her comment was that second email that she's forwarded us had an example of one of these projects. I think that's what she was saying. So you could look at that as well. So staff is looking for some direction on this. We could either get direction now or through the mayor, council through the mayor.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Sally.
Thank you. I was just wondering a little bit more about the process. If we did approve this, or if, you know, if we directed the, you know, staff to proceed with, you know, starting an NCO so that we can discuss it at the work session or whatever the process is there money? Is there a place that we can take this money from?
We would have to move the funds out of savings into the budget. You know, we would have to do all the paperwork for it. So we would need two meetings in order to put the funds into a spot where we could write a check against it. So
right. I understand that.
If we want to, yeah. Okay. Mike, did you have something?
Yes, maybe a way forward would be for the city to ask the manufacturer in coordination with Kelly and the group for a proposal for us. And maybe there's a possibility of renting their, you know, some of their equipment and sending it back so we don't have to buy it, and find out what it would cost to maybe rent the equipment from them, and what is the analysis and all costs. In other words, ask them for a proposal to help us address this problem, and then we'd have something to go on with regard to how much money we need to have available, put in the budget line for it, and what our process going forward would be. Thanks.
Any other comments? Okay, well, so Mike had a suggestion of us contacting the manufacturer for a proposal. Joe, did you have something?
Yes, I do think that this is important to many of our residents here in Gustavus, and that we ought to have a handle on it. If these monitors can help determine how bad the problem is for our residents, I think we should go ahead and support it. When we get to the plume stop part of it, which sounds like it's going to run into some big bucks, then we maybe would have to take a different direction. But I think going with the two stations would be probably the prudent way to go before we jump in with four. And if we can rent the equipment, that would be good too.
This is Tanya. I don't have a hand button because I'm running the packet, but I think this is a great idea. I fully support it. My only hesitation is not understanding the success, the potential for success with this. Will this actually lead to a higher possibility of plume stop going in? And I guess I was out camping for the weekend, so I don't know what emails have come, but I would like to see a succinct request or write-up of this, and maybe it's in my email somewhere. So please, I apologize if it is, but because we didn't get to talk to Kelly at the work session, and I don't have a full understanding. I just feel like if we're going to pull money out of savings, money from the people of Gustavus, we need to have a really good understanding that this is going to work. You know, that this is actually a step in the right direction for sure. And that the time has to be now, because I think this would be a great project for the endowment grant coming up in September, October, and even more money. Maybe we could get more of these, but that wouldn't fit in with the timeline that Kelly and Sally are talking about. So I'd just like to know a little bit more about the timeliness and the success rate, I guess, or the potential outcome and why it's important. Thank you.
Mike, you still had your hand up. Did you have another comment?
Oh, yes, I just put it back up. Sorry to belabor these things. I think the idea behind using the flux is to tell us how much, or, you know, what the flow is in through the ground, what the groundwater is doing, where it is moving, and how fast. For example, if we find out that the water isn't moving, then there's no point in doing plume stop. The plume stop just captures the PFAS that's in the water that goes through the plume stop fence. So if we find out that we don't have any groundwater movement, then there's no point to doing any plume stop. But I think it's most likely that we will find there is movement, and we'll find out what direction it is. And that will be vital to determining whether to try out the plume stop thing, how to arrange the plume stop sort of fence, and to capture that and to capture the PFAS that's in the water and keep it out of the adjacent residential subdivision. So that's the idea behind it. So this first stage would be more characterization of what the groundwater is doing that would allow us to make decisions farther on, or promote a decision from the state farther on what to do.
Thanks, Mike. Sally?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Tom. And thank you, Mike, for that. That was a good summary. I also just wanted to mention that to Joe Clark that if we do get to the point of doing plume stop, the city would not be responsible for that. That would be state DOT would be paying for that. So most likely these flux meters would be the only purchase that we would need to make. I appreciated Mike's comments also about getting a written proposal. I think that's a great idea. Maybe Kelly and the representative for the company could work together on something they could present to us that could then, or to present to the administrator who could then present it to us. I think it makes a lot of sense to have that, in a written document. It sounds like there's a lot of support for this, and that's great. But and the possibility that we don't end up approving this, I appreciate the comments that Councilmember Lewis made about possibly being a good endowment fund project. So there's some things out there. It'd be nice to get this done sooner rather than later. But it sounds like we're working together to move forward. I appreciate that.
Thank you. So if I could summarize what I think I'm hearing, there's a lot of support for Kelly to get with the manufacturer to put together a 101 for flux meters, if you will, so that we can understand better what the project will entail. And if we could get that, within the next week or so, we could get it on the work session agenda. And then if the council wants, we'll have a NCO ready for introduction at the general meeting. If the council doesn't give us that direction, then we could also revisit this project during the endowment fund process. So that's what I'm understanding the direction from the council. Is there any objection to that?
I think that sounds calm.
Okay, great. Thank you. And thank you, Kelly. So I only had one other thing to mention on my report, And I wanted to say thanks to Gustavus Construction. They've looks like they finished up most of their work over at the library roof project. I have a report here that they're putting on the final big pieces of tin on the library roof today. So expeditious work. The report that we did receive about a week ago showed that there was the expected rotting and necessary repairs. Fortunately, they didn't find anything beyond that. They're also going to take a look on the inside of the building up at the roof to make sure there hasn't been any condensation or mold or other damage caused by it being enclosed. So I know they're still going to be working on that aspect of the project, but it's nice to see that they're buttoning up the tin roof. So thanks very much to Gustavus Construction. That's all I have on my report. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you, Vice Mayor.
Okay, I don't see any hands up. Move on to public comment on non-agenda items. Public comment period is for non-agenda items only, not intended for discussion. Council may ask clarifying questions only. If you'd like to make public comment on a non-agenda item at this time, please click the participants icon and then the hand icon to raise your hand. If you do not have that option, unmute your phone. The clerk will add you to the list and re-mute you until it's your turn to speak. State your full name before speaking. Refrain from speaking if your comments have already been addressed by another speaker. Please do not use profanity and be respectful in your comments. You'll have one opportunity to comment here and again during the public comment before the end of the meeting. Please keep your comments brief. Is there anyone from the public that has a comment at the Okay, well, I'm not seeing any. We'll move on to consent agenda. We have four items, which we covered in the work session. First one is to confirm the appointment of the library administrative director, Jesse Soder, and library services director, Leanne Winkle. Second is Tidelines Institute, requests an extension on their endowment fund grant timeline for 1 year to July 31st of next year, 2022. They're requesting that due to the fire and the exorbitant cost of building materials has slowed down their progress. And the third one is FY22-01 NCO AMLA FY22 RNR. That's transferring money from checking to the RNR savings account, something that we do every year if we can. And last is FY22-02. AMLIP road maintenance, where we are transferring money from savings to checking. Does anyone have any questions or comments? I think I got ahead of myself. Do any members of the public wish to have any item removed from the consent agenda? Any council members wish to have any item removed from the consent agenda? And I would entertain a motion to adopt this consent agenda by unanimous consent. I believe John Buckeye isn't on unless he joined us. Can someone make a motion?
This is Council Member Lewis. I move to adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent as presented.
Councilman Clark, I second that.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent as presented. Are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing none, the consent agenda is passed by unanimous consent. Moving on to new business. First item is C09 resolution for the acceptance of coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds. Do I have a motion?
I think that's me. In any event, I move to present for approval CY21-09, a resolution acceptance of coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds.
I'll second that, Councilmember McLaughlin.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded that we adopt CY21-09, a resolution acceptance of coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds. Public comment at this time. Sorry about that. I just figured out I have to read this. So resolution CY2109, a resolution by the City of Gustavus, hereinafter municipality, for acceptance of coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds award to non-entitlement units of local government, accepting coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds award to NEUs from the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, hereinafter the department. Whereas the municipality wishes to provide the above described funds for the community of Gustavus, and whereas the municipality total operating budget revenue in effect as of January 27, 2020, was $885,881.75. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Gustavus City Council has read and agrees to the federal guidance pertaining to the recovery funds and accepts the recovery funds from the department, and be it hereby resolved that the mayor, city administrator, or city treasurer is hereby authorized to negotiate and execute any and all documents required for issuing and managing funds on behalf of this municipality. The mayor, city administrator, or city treasurer is also authorized to execute subsequent amendments to said agreement based upon the needs of the project. Is there any public comment? Any council comment or debate? Well, if we're ready for the question, question is on the adoption of the motion. Could I have a roll call vote?
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor VanderZanden?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, Vice Mayor VanderZanden.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we've got Councilmember Clark.
Yes.
And Councilmember Lewis.
Yes.
Okay, that motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, next item of business is to approve a short form scoping document for the Good River Bridge repairs. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Vice Mayor, this is Councilmember Taylor. I move to approve the short form scoping document for the Good River Bridge repair. Thank you.
I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the short form scoping document for the Good River Bridge repairs. Is there any public comment on this at this time? Is there any council comment or debate at this time? This is $15,000 that we're voting on to pay for the engineering for phase one of repairing the Good River Bridge. Go ahead, Mike.
Mr. Vice Mayor, you were cutting out there. This is Councilmember Taylor. I have a. I would just note that what we're voting on is to approve the scoping document. If I understand correctly, it's not to approve the funding. The estimated price or cost. At least for the initial work on this is estimated to be $15,000, but we're actually just approving the document. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for the correction. Are we ready for the question? The emotion from scoping document for the Good River Bridge repairs phase one. Could I have a roll call vote?
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes with all five in favor.
Next item is approval of the short form scoping document to refurbish the old preschool post office building. Do I have a motion?
This is Councilmember Lewis. I move to approve the short form scoping document to refurbish the old preschool post office building.
I will second that. This is Councilmember McLaughlin.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the short form scoping document to refurbish the old preschool post office building. Is there any public comment at this time? Is there any council comment? Okay, if we're ready for the question, may I have a roll call vote on this one, please?
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes with all in favor.
Next item is to approve the short form scoping document for the Marine Facilities Coordinator Building at Salmon River Harbor. Could I have, I'm doing that motion. I move we approve the short form scoping document for the Marine Facilities Coordinator Building at the Salmon River Harbor.
Councilman Clark seconds
that. I second.
Thank you both. Is there any public comment on this? Karen, your mic's on. Did you have something?
No, I was just saying that I had got Councilmember Clark for seconding that motion, and I just forgot to unmute myself.
Okay, thank you. Is there any council comment on this? Aye. Okay, the question is on approval of the short form scoping document for the Marine Facilities Coordinator Building at Salmon River Harbor. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor van der Zanden?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes with all in favor.
Next item, to approve the short form scoping document for the tsunami siren power installation. Could I have a motion on that one?
Vice Mayor, I'd like to move to approve the short form scoping document for the tsunami siren power installation.
Councilman Clark seconds that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the short form scoping document for the tsunami siren power installation. Is there any public comment on this? Is there any council comment? Okay, if we're ready for the question, it is to approve the short form scoping document for the tsunami siren power installation. Could I have a roll call vote?
Councilmember Lewis.
Yes.
Councilmember McLaughlin.
Yes.
Councilmember Clark.
Yes.
Councilmember van der Zanden.
Yes.
And Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Okay, and this one passes with all in favor.
And the last item under new business is FY2203 NCO Capital Project Funding 2021. Could I have a motion, please?
This is Councilmember Lewis, and I move to approve FY2203 NCO Capital Project Funding 2021, public hearing, August 9th, 2021.
Councilman Clark seconds that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Am I correct? Mr. Vice Mayor, point of order. I think this is to introduce, am I correct, rather than approve, since we have a public hearing coming up next month?
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Did I misunderstand?
All right, this is Councilmember Lewis, and I move to introduce FY2203 NCO Capital Project Funding 2021 for public hearing August 8th, 2021.
Councilman Clark seconds that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we introduce FY2203 NCO capital project funding for 2021. Is there any public comment at this time? And is there any council comment at this time? Thank you, Mike, for pointing that out. Okay, hearing none, if we're ready for the question on introducing FY2203 NCO capital project funding 2021, could I have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember McLaughlin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor VanderZanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
And this motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, next is City Council reports. Are there any council members that wish to make a report on special projects such as marine facilities, roads, internet, or anything else? Go ahead, Sally.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I just wanted to give a brief update on what's going on with the SCORP. The SCORP is the statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan, and it is a document that the state has to have in order to be eligible for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which is a critical funding source for development of outdoor recreational sites. And it is reviewed and updated every 5 years, and I've been kind of taking part in that process. So the current SCORP that's being developed will guide the outdoor recreation development decisions for all the projects in the state for the next 5 years. The main thing that it does is to address and evaluate strategies and roadblocks to getting projects developed and helps to establish funding priorities. The process that they're using, there's a statewide advisory group who is kind of, you know, running the whole thing, but they are soliciting input from regional groups. And so the regional group for the northern part of Southeast has been doing some outreach, and Tom and Ponch and I met with the woman from Skagway who kind of, you know, got information from us as to what we wanted to see go into the SCORP, or just, you know, what our roadblocks and problems might be. Anyway, so I have met with the regional group once, and there's another meeting coming up sometime in the next couple of weeks. And they are focusing on four themes that they're soliciting input and just trying to get this into the SCORP. The two most important things to us are to create better networks for planning and marketing projects, recognizing that smaller communities lack resources, funding, and expertise, which really speaks to us. And another one is to expand funding for projects while recognizing the high cost of construction, the high match requirements that are often part of getting any grant or funding, and the low level of resources in a smaller community. So that's kind of where we're at, and I'll try to keep you updated as we move along. And if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay, thank you, Sally. Anyone else on the council have something they want to report on? Next is City Council questions and comments, a time for additional questions or comments that are not part of the agenda. Anyone have anything they wanted to add there? Okay, seeing none, public comment on non-agenda items. Same process as before. If anyone from the public has comments on non-agenda items, go ahead, Susan.
Thank you. I just wanted to take a moment to say to Phoebe, thank you so much. I was distressed to see the announcement for the treasurer position. And I just wanted to say that words cannot express the magnitude of gratitude that many people in the community have for the service that you've provided to the community in the last few years. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Susan. I think we all feel the same way. Anyone else with a public comment? Okay, I'm not seeing anyone, so we'll go ahead and close the meeting, 8:25. Thank you all for joining. Thank you, Karen and Phoebe and Tanya, for helping out here.
Thanks, Mr. Vice Mayor.
Good night, everybody.
Adios.